And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
Election year 2008. Less than 11 months until we will have decided who will lead this nation. My prediction? Be prepared for some surprises. This thing is not over yet. Today we hear from the legendary Jane Goodall about what distinguishes us from our closest relatives, and we examine some of the challenges and opportunities facing us as we begin forging a new energy and sustainable economy. And the American miracle? That's all coming up when your Voice of the Earth continues here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Mid-January and much of the nation is in the deep freeze. And that's tough because it costs a lot to keep the pipes from freezing when it's 15 below zero. About the same time, Congress and the President have finally agreed on something. And this is, something is needed to stimulate the economy. An economy that is being held responsible for a significant decline in markets around the world, which may result in a similar reaction here in America as the markets open today. What's all this have to do with nature and the environment? I think it could provide the incentive to launch the real re-energizing of America, and I'll cover that following the Weekly Earth Summit, which will feature an address by Jane Goodall, the woman who redefined the definition of man. We'll hear from Ms. Goodall in just a moment. In segment two, we hear from Emil Pena, who served with Bill Richardson in the Energy Department, about the prospects and processes needed that could help change the energy equation, and about his newest endeavor, turning research and inventiveness at Rice University in Houston, Texas, into viable businesses that go way beyond solar and wind. But now it's time for the Weekly Earth Summit. Hello, and welcome to the Weekly Earth Summit, the most important 15 minutes on Earth. I'm your host, Sydney Wildsmith. Today's summit features one of the most honored and important people of our era, the woman who helped redefine man, Jane Goodall, who will enlighten us on what separates us from apes. So now, Jane Goodall.
I came directly here from the deep, deep tropical rainforest in Ecuador, where I was out, you could only get there by a plane, with indigenous people with paint on their faces and parrot feathers on their headdresses, where these people are fighting to try and keep the oil companies and keep the roads out of their forests. They're fighting to develop their own way of living within the forest in a world that's clean, a world that isn't contaminated, a world that isn't polluted. There, right in the middle of this rainforest, was some solar panels, the first in that part of Ecuador, and that was mainly to bring water up by pump so that the women wouldn't have to go down. The water was cleaned, but because they got a lot of batteries, they were able to store a lot of electricity, so every house, and there were I think 8 houses in this little community, could have light for I think it was about half an hour each evening. And there is the chief in all his regal finery with a laptop computer. And this man, he has been outside, but he's gone back. And he was saying, you know, we have suddenly jumped into a whole new era. And we didn't even know about the white man 50 years ago. Now here we are with laptop computers. And there are some things we want to learn from the modern world. We want to know about health care. We want to know about what other people do. We're interested in it. And we want to learn other languages. We want to know English and French and perhaps Chinese. And we're good at languages. So there he is with his little laptop computer, but fighting against the might of the pressures because of the debt, the foreign debt of Ecuador, fighting the pressure of World Bank, IMF, and of course the people who want to exploit the forests and take out the oil. So coming directly from there to here, but of course my real field of expertise lies in an even different kind of civilization. I can't really call it a civilization, a different way of life from a different being. And I propose to bring into this TED conference, as I always do around the world, the voice of the animal kingdom. Too often we just see a few slides or a bit of film, but these beings have voices that mean something. And so I want to give you a greeting as from a chimpanzee in the forest of Tanzania. I've been studying chimpanzees in Tanzania since 1960. During that time, there have been modern technologies that have really transformed the way that field biologists do their work. For example, for the first time a few years ago, by simply collecting little fecal samples, we were able to have them analyzed, to have DNA profiling done. So for the first time, we actually know which male chimps are the fathers of each individual infant, because the chimps have a very promiscuous mating society. So this opens up a whole new avenue of research. And we use GSI to determine the range of the chimps, and we're using you can see that I'm not really into this kind of stuff, but we use